This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, October 12th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A mob of 200 Hindu extremists attacked a Christian church service in northern India on the Lord's Day, October 3rd, reports International Christian Concern. At least three sisters in Christ were hospitalized with serious injuries. Christian leaders in northern India are now calling on authorities to take strict action against the perpetrators. However, no arrests have been made. In the providence of God, another more deadly virus called the Nipah virus is now active in southern India and Bangladesh. Discovered in 1999, the Nipah virus led to the outbreak of disease in pigs and people in Malaysia and Singapore. That outbreak resulted in nearly 300 human cases and more than 100 deaths. 1 million pigs were killed to help control the outbreak. While there have been no other known outbreaks of the Nipah virus in Malaysia and Singapore, outbreaks have been recorded almost annually in some parts of Asia since then, primarily in Bangladesh and India. Now, the Nipah virus has spread into Australia, Indonesia, and China. This virus has proven 70-75% fatal, with 260 deaths recorded so far. That's about 7,000 times more deadly than COVID-19. The Nipah virus is a zoonotic virus. That means humans can pick it up from animals like fruit bats, pigs, dogs, and cats. Dr. Stephen Quay told Fox News the Wuhan, China laboratory has experimented on and developed the Nipah virus, similar to how the same lab adapted a much less fatal COVID virus for human hosting.
Some of the additional work I've done has shown that this very laboratory that I believe was involved with SARS-CoV-2 was working on the Nipah virus, which has an 80 to 90% lethality. So in December 2019, they were working on doing genetic synthetic biology with the Nipah virus. This has to stop. We need to stop doing these kinds of dangerous experiments.
Ministry Watch reported that Christian churches and ministries received between $6 and $10 billion of government handouts through the Paycheck Protection Program in 2020. For example, Joyce Meyer Ministries received a PPP loan of at least $5 million, and churches and ministries which received over $2 million included Shadow Mountain Community Church, led by David Jeremiah, Ligonier Ministries, founded by R.C. Sproul, Elevation Church, led by Stephen Furtick, Summit Church, led by former Southern Baptist Convention President J.D. Greer, Redeemer Presbyterian Church, formerly led by pastor and best-selling author Tim Keller, Potter's House, pastored by T.D. Jakes, and Oak Cliff Bible Church, pastored by Tony Evans. North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, a Republican, is furious with the sexually explicit curriculum in the elementary school classrooms. He referred to the LGBTQ education of primary school students as, quote, filth, end quote. After homosexual activists tried to pressure him to back down, Robinson released a video on Facebook this past Saturday in which he doubled down on his initial objection.
The idea that our children should be taught about concepts of transgenderism and be exposed to sexually explicit materials in the classroom is abhorrent. I will not back down. I will not be silent, and I will not be bullied into submission. I will continue to fight for the rights of our children to receive an education that is free from sexual concepts that do not belong in the classroom. And I don't care who doesn't like it.
His video presents particularly objectionable visual depictions of the violation of sexual sin made available to little children in North Carolina public schools. Proverbs 29 verse 2 says, "When the righteous increase, the people rejoice, but when the wicked rule, the people groan." The attempt made by the U.S. Justice Department to stop the Texas heartbeat bill is not working. On Friday, the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the baby-protecting legislation could still remain in effect while the lawsuits continue moving through the justice system, reports FoxNews.com. One of the best measures of inflation, The Manheim Used Car Vehicle Value Index increased 5.3% month over month in September. It was a whopping 27% increase over last September. Median housing prices in the U.S. have inflated at 12% per year over the last 2 years. Gasoline prices have inflated by an average of 7% over the last 2 years. Meanwhile, wages are not keeping up. Nominal wage growth is hovering around 4.6% year over year, and the average savings rate in American bank accounts is a lousy 0.06%. The Consumer Confidence Index took a precipitous fall over the summer. Prior to the COVID crisis, it averaged around 130 for years. Now, the index has fallen to 115. And economists point out that, quote, every recession since the 1980s has been precipitated by at least a 10-point drop in the expectations indices, end quote, reports FoxBusiness.com. And finally, another fallen hero, the favorite American icon, Superman, has now been outed by DC Comics. He's participating in sexual sin described as an abomination in Leviticus 18. Superman was first created by Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster and released to the public in April of 1938. He appeared in short films in 1941, and his first feature film was released in 1951. Superman was the first prototype superhero in American media history. Here is the word from Psalm 52 for Superman. Why do you boast in evil, O mighty man? You love evil more than good, lying rather than speaking righteousness. God shall likewise destroy you forever. He shall take you away and pluck you out of your dwelling place and uproot you from the land of the living. And that's the world view in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, October 12th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.